This is The Debate, a draft special with Nick Dal Santo, David King and Tom Morris. On this podcast, we will select 22 players and a coach each. No player can be selected twice. It will be then up to you, the listeners, to determine which team is stronger via foxfooty.com.au and social media. Dal and Kingy, for the purposes of this exercise, the teams you select would be to win a game tomorrow, presuming all players in the AFL are fit and at their best. For example, let's assume Charlie Curnow is fit and available for selection. It's also worth noting, we will not be selecting teams for the season or a future. It's one game, do or die. Dal, last week was your idea, and Kingy, this was yours. Hello to you both.
I'm nervous now. Hello. I was all right coming to this. Now I'm a bit toey.
Hello, Tom. Now, it's nice that you've outlined the rules. It would have been nice if you had have given us those rules prior to us sitting down in these particular...
This was your idea. It was Kingy's idea.
You've suited yourself. I'm looking forward to this.
So you're a list manager today, yeah, and so are you, Kingy, and so am I. So we've done a bit of a paper, scissors, rock before we've gone on air, and it's been determined that, Dal, you've got pick one.
Correct.
I've got pick two, and Kingy has pick three.
That's not right.
So
the rock off was my idea, by the way.
It was your idea. I said pick out the hat.
This is a bad start from Kingy.
Now, what's important here as well is you're also going to pick a coach, and you can pick a coach wherever you want. 22 players and a coach is the draft. That's your team. It's to win a game tomorrow. The shot clock, I think, is just two heckling v1. So if you could take it a bit long, it's up to the other two to call you out on it. Simple as that.
Let's dance.
Dal, take it away. Pick one.
Pick one in the 2020 draft. I'm going to take an underrated player, but a superstar of the competition by the name of Dustin Martin. Pick one.
Dusty. That's disappointing. You're getting pick one.
Surprise, surprise. Tom, you're on the clock.
Pick two. Pick two. I'm selecting Nat Fyfe.
Hmm. Pretty predictable, you blokes.
Get out there.
I will lock in Marcus Bontempelli.
Ooh, okay. Pick number four. I'm ready to go. Pick number four. I'm going to take Patrick Dangerfield.
Hope you're enjoying the telecast so far. Pick five. I'm selecting Buddy Franklin.
Oh, Budwa. One game to go for the Bud.
I will select Patrick Cripps.
Ooh, that's a good choice. Inside midfielder. I like that. Pick number seven, Jeremy Cameron. The best key forward in the competition.
I don't know, Buddy, 900 goals anyway. That's fine.
Best key forward in the competition. I will repeat that, Tom.
Okay.
To an early lead as well.
Mm.
That's the votes coming through so far.
I'm selecting.
Pick number eight, this is Tom.
Brody Grundy. Ooh. Now, does that call your bluff with the next ruckman? I'm very interested in this.
That doesn't force our hand, Tom. We're coming here with a predetermined idea to pick the best available player at that stage.
Jeez, a bit toey here. Go on, Danger. I will go Harris Andrews.
Harris Andrews.
So it's taken until pick nine for anyone to pick a defender.
Mm, rightly so.
It's not just a defender, mate. Anyway. It's Harris Andrews. Have you seen him?
I would have thought.
I'm aware of what he does.
Yeah. He's going to be the best key back for a long time.
But is he the best key back tomorrow?
Have you seen his last 24 months?
No, he's bloody good. I'm not arguing you to pick.
I'm just setting it up for. I've got a couple of sneakies coming. Are you with us?
I am. I'm just looking through.
You've had the pick of the
list.
Draft so far. Come on.
I've got pick number 10 in my hands. I'm going to go with a dual premiership player, arguably one of the best key forwards in the competition, to go alongside Jeremy Cameron. I'm going to add Jack Revolt to my team at pick number 10. I take it by that silence you wish you had Jack Revolt, both of you.
It's a good selection.
It's a good selection, mate. You can't go wrong with pick 10.
No.
Let's wait till we get a bit deep. Let's wait till we get a bit deeper. So I feel like we're going to turn on each other later, not just yet.
Mm.
Where are you going, Tom?
Scott Pendlebury.
Mm. Yeah, I was looking at that
one. I want Grundy and Pendlebury to each other. Who was your pick before, Dal?
I had Jack Revolt. So Pendlebury's going to pick 11 for you, Tom.
I will go Lockie Whitfield.
Oh, that annoys me. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to give you much today, King. That one really frustrates me.
You've cut my lunch there.
Best kick in the competition as well. Good selection. Good selection. So I'm up to pick number 13. Is that right? Pick number 13. Now, I haven't picked a defender, and rightly so, for my team. It's very offensive-based. I'm going to go for a player by the name of Toby Green. Pick number 13, Toby Green. The silence is deafening, boys.
Not bad. A bit early, I would have thought, but that's okay.
Best small forward in the comp.
Is he?
Jeremy McGovern. With pick whatever that is.
That'd be pick number 14, I believe.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you're a proper footy nuffy.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
Are we footy nuffies?
I would classify you both as footy nuffies.
Have you got Jerry McGovern? Just while we're Kings, have you got Jerry McGovern, the best key defender in the comp? Is he known? Like, would we say or assume that he is?
If I want a centre half back, I want McGovern or Andrews, and Andrews is gone.
Does McGovern play on anyone, Tom?
McGovern's a very good player.
McGovern plays on everyone and no one at the same time.
Yes, that's a good way to
put it. I'm going to go with Tim Kelly.
I thought you were going to select Tim Taranto for a second then.
Don't worry, he's a chance.
I'm going to go to the West.
Tim Kelly's in the West.
Yeah, stay in the West, apologies. And I'm going to go with Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Now, where he plays, anyone knows. Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, where are you going to play him? Where are you selecting him?
Well, I've been putting him into their position, so I've got a few spots. But let me put Elliot Yeo here for the moment.
Be interesting to see if Tim Kelly plays a year at half forward for the West Coast, where he sits alongside of Gary Ablett, Toby Green, that style of player.
Just as a pure half forward.
Just as a pure half forward, given what he did in the final series last year as a half forward for Geelong.
I'm selecting.
Can I just ask off the back of that? Is he, no, I don't mean this to sound, is he better than a half forward? But is there more, do you need to get more out of someone of his ability to play him purely as just a half forward? Would you be wasting a bit of his talent?
I think he had 35 and kicked three, didn't he, in a final last year?
Okay, let's long term, a bit more than that. I'm not saying that game doesn't count, but for a season, like for 17 games.
Not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure of the answer.
Yeah. I'm selecting Tom Lynch from Richmond.
You just beat me to him.
Bad luck, mate.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, I don't mean that. Get stuffed.
No, you're spot on again. Okay, that's the one I was banking on him sliding a bit further, to be 18? Honest.
No, that's pick 17, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
17, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to straighten up things with Benny Brown at full forward.
It's a safe selection for you, Kingy.
I need someone in my spine. I'm not going to have too many tools, to be honest with you.
It's a safe selection from you. I'm disappointed, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Well, I've got no key forward at this stage.
So if
you had taken Benny Brown, I was in trouble.
Mm.
I thought you would have, given the fact that he's kicked the most goals over the last 3 years in the competition.
Very good player.
But that's okay. If you guys want to leave him to me as my sixth pick, I'm happy to take him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. I've got a brilliant four line. It currently stands with Dusty Martin, Jeremy Cameron.
No need to read out your team
Green,
again.
Jack Revolt. I'm going to add another Cameron to that. Brother from another mother, Charlie Cameron in the forward pocket.
Good.
Now, if Toby Green's not the best small forward in the comp, genuine small forward, then Charlie must be the one you were thinking of, Kingy.
Mm.
Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. It's very early, though.
Yeah. Don't want to make too much sense.
Don't make your sense later, I reckon.
Exactly. Save it. Tom?
Look, you sort of forced my hand here. I'm going to go Sonny Walters.
That's a good selection.
Got him out early.
That's a very good selection.
You sort of forced my hand there, Dal. Pick.
That was pick 20?
Pick 20. Pick 21 is now over to David King.
I am going to pick the wild card. The wild card. You know what? Just because I don't care what you say,
Mick Martin.
I don't care whether you like him.
Digby
Morrell. Think he's fit or unfit.
Stickers.
Jordan Degoe.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just don't care what your opinion is. He's in my team.
Do you want me to make you feel better?
J.D. Gowie. Don't give me that I had him next. That's a cop out. You had seven. You've had seven picks.
That's a good choice. There's no I'm very. From my side with Jordan DeGoey, Sonny Walton.
My forward line's pretty much full already. Yeah, Ben I'm Brown, stacked. Jordan DeGoey, Tim stacked. Kelly.
What about the man that can't help but find the agate every single week with Lachie Neal?
Are you selecting him?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Lachie Neal.
Interesting.
You can have him. That's fine. Good player, but you can have him.
Isn't it annoying when you have someone in your team that's able to play on ball next to Dangerfield and Elliot Yeo that finds it 40 times a week?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Not that I ever found it 40 times a week. But I'm happy with Lachie Neal. Over to you, Tom.
Not easy, the next one.
Well, not if you're underprepared like you are.
No, I'm prepared.
Well, it doesn't sound that way if it's not coming to you.
Bradley Hill. Do you? Or you're just saying that?
No, I like that choice. One of the best wingmen in the competition, no doubt about that.
I think he's probably the best. I like watching him the most.
I've got him and Andrew Gaff as the best genuine wingmen in the competition.
Yeah, proper wingmen. Yep.
That play there and play their role.
I was weighing up Gaff versus Hill. I just think Hill's more explosive. Gaff finds the footy.
He's death by a thousand cuts, Gaff.
Yeah, that's Dwayne Russell sort of.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry, Dwayne.
Well, I don't know if he stole it, but.
I'm going to go with a guy that always sneaks under the radar when we have these discussions and was a massive injury for the GWS Giants last year, S. Cornelio.
Yeah.
At his best in a one-off game, which is what we're talking about.
Yep.
I'm more than happy to have him.
Is he playing well in that one-off game?
Team player.
Is he playing well? He could play anywhere. I think you'll see more of him forward this year. I think that he'll play that... that half forward, up on ball, out of goal square at times, Dustin Martin type role.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he'll have a breakout year this year. If he's not already in the top, in your top 10, I think he'll break into your top 10 before the year's out.
That's a good one. No issue with that.
Next round, Dal.
Better put in a ruckman. I'm going to have to go with Max Gawn. Even if he has got that hair colour at the moment.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
No, not a huge fan. I know Max is a little bit different.
Why are we trying to stunt their personality, Dal?
Yeah, but that's a cover-up for blokes that want to be a bit out there, isn't it?
But don't we want...
love individual. I'm not trying to tell him not to do it.
Yeah. Don't we want blokes that are a bit out there or not?
They're all out there. Max is out there.
So just
is
let
anyone
him...
further out there than Max?
No, he's a fair way out there.
He's out there.
But why don't we just let them be out there?
All right, go for it.
I mean, I'm not out there. You're not out there, but others should be.
Hey, I'm okay with
be true to yourself.
We've all played with people and got mates that are a bit out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to stay with the...
No, it's my go, please.
Is this?
Actually, I'm going to stay with the...
Who are you going to stay with?
I was thinking about the Giants.
You were not?
No, I wasn't thinking about the Giants. I'm not going with
the
Giants.
Where are you going?
Tim Kelly.
Far this guy will slide.
Again,
has he been taken, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
that's
real...
the
I've got
first
that here.
Mistake. See, you should miss
you know,
a go.
You know what?
Unfortunately, we didn't make
you
that clear at the start.
You should miss a go for that. Not listening.
You get two strikes.
Okay, and then you miss a go?
Yep.
Okay. I'm nervous about making the same mistake later,
Yeah,
I'm not going to go too hard on you.
It's not the Olympics. Only one person's allowed to fault, though.
It's like a first warning.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a first warning.
And then everyone's out.
And then you're in trouble after that.
Try again, Tom.
I will. I'm just struggling with the next one a little bit.
Yeah. Well, sort of
you
noticed,
want some help?
Yeah, sort of noticed that you were battling a bit.
What do you have to do?
Isaac Heaney.
Ooh. In what position?
Half forward.
Okay.
I really like Heaney.
Can't help but think it strikes me as a panic decision.
Yeah, that was rushed.
No.
That was rushed.
He wasn't
that
even on my board.
No, he's on my board.
I should have had him on.
So I'm thinking of... tossing up between two players.
You were going towards the Giants before, King. I thought about undercutting you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Josh Kelly.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Where are you picking him, Kingy? On the wing?
Well, he played a fair bit of wing, hasn't he? High quality wing. Mm. But he can... I honestly think the best players in our competition can play wherever you like.
But you've got to pick a team here as a starting lineup.
I'd love to see him at half back. Just speak about playing multiple roles. I'd love to see someone like Josh Kelly with his ball use. I know they've also got other really good ball users. Just to free him up as well, give him a bit of space, Let him just deliver it off halfback. Break the lines. I'm ready to go with my next selection. Yeah, go. Is it? Am I up to pick number 30? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're 20.
Let's not get to
whatever it is. 28.
28. I'm up to 28. I'm going to go with Andrew Gaff.
Okay.
Who will be playing on the wing?
On the left wing or the right wing? Do you want him cutting inside?
He'll be sweeping in. With that
okay. That left boot.
Has he ever used his right?
Just for balance.
Balance, yeah.
Beautiful left-handed batsman as well, Andrew Gaff. Did you know that? Yep.
No, I didn't.
He's another one that slides really low when we do these things. I think it's amazing how deep some of these guys slide.
Yeah.
Gaff, good choice. Thanks, guys.
Really hard.
Thanks, guys.
I am picking. Jeez, it's hard. I mean, the defenders are unfashionable, but they're important.
Well, only if the ball goes down there.
Yep.
Like really, they're just a last resort, aren't they, defenders? They're getting paid to punch it away. They don't even have to touch the thing.
Mm.
Not Harris Andrews, mate. He doesn't punch. He just catches it.
Does he?
He'll just catch it.
Mitch?
Same.
Same.
Mm.
Where are you going
Ben
now?
Cunnington.
Oh,
that's... I wasn't expecting...
I want Cunnington to give it to Fife and Pendles.
Now, I run the risk of getting a small slap here, but no one's chosen Dane Zorko, have they?
Nope.
No.
Can you lock me in for Dane Zorko?
Is he four-time best and fairest, or what is?
It's just he's another one that slides in these things, and if you're looking at big games, he's one that almost demands a tag.
In big games.
In big games.
He's a jet.
Mm.
Is there a story that Gold Coast? He was actually in the Gold Coast zone. Is that right?
Yeah, I read something along those lines.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I had no idea.
Well, I like him even more then.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves south of Queensland.
No. Okay. Well,
does
it more I might time. Have to head to the defence because I've pretty much filled up every other position at this stage. I'm going to go with a halfback flanker and I think the most underrated player in the competition, Nick Haines.
Nick Haines.
Good selection.
Thank you.
Really good selection.
You agree with me that he's underrated?
Yeah, probably is.
I mean, when he's playing alongside Coleman Medalist.
You selected him high though. I mean, I don't think Kingy or I would have selected him that early. You've gone early. I mean, I rate him.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I think it's a very good selection.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? If you're building a team, you start looking at players differently. Yeah. Mm. When you're just picking best players, they don't tend to jump up.
Zach Merritt.
Where have you got him?
Wing.
Wing, yeah, good selection.
Hill and Merritt are my wingers.
I would like to choose Zach Williams of the GWS Giants.
I was weighing him up. Hope you're enjoying this podcast.
It's a bit difficult to concentrate, isn't it?
Very strategic.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Quiet.
When you get to talk about your team and they're complete, when your midfield's complete or one of your areas is complete, I think we should declare.
Yeah, good call.
My midfield's complete. Well, not including the interchange.
No, hold, because you might give something away.
Okay. Important.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to stay in the back line. I'm going to go with another halfback flanker.
Oh, he's feeling
in the top three field kicks in the competition this May.
Okay.
And as long as he doesn't get reported leading into this one-off game, James Sicily will be on the halfback flank. Yeah,
it's a good selection from you, Dal.
Yeah.
I think at this stage you're my biggest rivalry as the best team.
You've got
here.
Kingy covered.
I think Kingy is a bit off today.
The problem with you, right? The problem with you is just stay Melbourne centric. And this has been the feedback from
what about Fife?
People.
What about McGovern? What
There's
about
two.
Isaac Heaney? Walters? How's that going for you?
Four.
Yeah,
it's not very many, is it? When you think I've got Harris Andrews, Williams, Kelly, Whitfield, the other Kelly, Cornelio, Zorko. So there's sort of seven or eight.
Robbie Gray, please, is my next selection.
Oh, now he's going in the state. I forced him in the state.
No, the Melbourne team's afraid for us to pick now, are they?
I forced him in the state very quickly. Gosh, that was quick.
Nah, just play the ball as it lies, mate. Robbie Gray.
So are you telling me that Luke Shuey's still on the board?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's me. That's me. That's me.
Just Norm Smith
medal. That's me. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for you to pick holes in my team later, but that's going to be one that's going to be hard.
No, that's fair enough.
Really hard to knock around.
You don't need to justify everything and include it. You don't need to justify that.
No, I'm not.
It sounds like you're trying to justify it.
I'm just sort of looking at it thinking, where are they going to attack this team? Apart from maybe I'm a bit small up forward.
I better put in another defender, as I've only got two with Haines and Sicily as the ball uses off the halfback flank. But let's get a key defender in there. Let's go with Dylan Grimes.
Oh, geez, I was nervous then. I'll tell you why in a second. I heard the D in. I thought you were going to go for my man, Dane Rampey, who who's my next selection.
Well, I had him in the man beside him, so I can mark him off. Yeah. I'd take Grimes over Rampy as much as I respect Rampy.
I love that Rampy can play tall and small, though.
And Grimes can't.
Grimes can.
Can he do it better?
I prefer Rampy.
Okay.
As long as he's not climbing up a post, I'm a big fan of his work. Yes. You know what I like here, Dal? We're putting pressure back on King. It's almost like we're in alliance because we're going quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You're sort of omitting so many good players. I mean, I think when you've got a guy that's just been elevated to club captain, and again, it's not in your wheelhouse because he's in a state. Rory Sloane for me. Thanks.
Who that is
to Tom. Rory Sloane.
Yep.
Good choice.
Plays for the Crows.
I'm aware. The Crows and I don't have a great relationship, traditionally.
He can play anywhere, Rory.
I do like Rory
Sloane. He can play anywhere. And I think this year you'll find that he will also fit the Dustin Martin mould, sliding forward more regularly. Mm,
okay.
Got a lot of mids.
Mm. Yeah. It's where it's won or lost, though, isn't it, King, let's be honest. Okay, so I've got a half forward, one wing position, and four defenders to go, and then the bench after that.
I think your bench is going to look really poor.
Well, I'm hoping the guys on the ground can get the job done and never come off. So I'm banking on that.
That's really not how we discuss this.
The modern game.
Doesn't fill me with a great
hope. I'm going to go with a winger. And this guy plays for the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, Tom, good selection.
The team up north.
Yep.
Hugh McGluggage.
Yeah. Don't get sucked into King's rhetoric.
I've turned on you real quick.
King's rhetoric is so far off the mark.
What do you mean? You've still only got... I forced you into Robbie Gray.
Brody Smith.
He's staying in the state.
Your team is going to be cooked now.
Halfback, Brody Smith.
Where are they playing this game? Out of the hub?
Brody Smith.
Whose home game is it, Tom?
Well, there's three teams, so... who was your selection again, Dal?
I had Hugh McGluggage. And then who did you just go for?
Brody Smith.
Brody Smith. Nothing wrong with that choice.
Thank you. I like it how we're assessing each other.
Yeah, we pot each other then. That's not a bad choice. That makes sense. Well, let's be honest. We're picking the best 66 players in the competition.
We are.
None of them are a bad player.
And fullback, I like a guy that I think's been Australian twice. Mark Blitzarves.
Are you playing him at fullback?
Absolutely.
Chris Scott likes to play him on a wing.
No, I think he's...
Has he been All-Australian or squad?
Oh, well, might be... Well, let me double check. I'm pretty sure he's been All-Australian. I think he has. Let me just double check that. Blitzarves. Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure he has.
Dal's up.
I'm going to fill in my final forward position. And we are maybe a touch top heavy, but we've got so many guys that can do multiple things. I'm going to add Jack Darling as a roaming half forward flanker to get up the ground.
Is that your instruction to him, is it?
That will be my instruction. Do you want my forward line?
I think you're right too, Dal. Just before you go there, I like the way you're going with your forward line. Mm. Two-time best and fairest. Must have been squad.
Yeah, I reckon
it doesn't...
squad because I reckon there's conversations.
Jeez, he's unlucky, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been stiff, I reckon, was a lot of the talk from the Cats.
Well, I'm looking forward to your forward line. I feel like it's really strong.
You know what? If we can just get the thing in there, it's not coming out. If it does rebound, I don't know how many of these guys are going to chase. I don't know how many you're chasing out on the play. Tom.
Yeah, I'm having a think here.
A bit hard to think at the moment. Who'd you go then, Dal?
I just took Jack Darling.
Jack Darling. Mm. Nice one.
Second half grand final day, Jack Darling.
There's still some good players left. It's just about where you want to balance your team. Like Rory Laird. Got a bit of an Adelaide flavour here. Rory Laird playing a back pocket.
So we're going back for the Crows players, going back a couple of years for their best. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, geez, I hope he's not listening.
Surprise.
Sorry to Rory
You've
Laird.
All of a sudden picked a whole team of Adelaide.
Who did you go again? Sorry.
Yeah, you panicked.
I had Jack Darling.
Since I've alerted you to your bias, you've really panicked yourself in the state.
Are you fragile? Now. Are you mentally fragile?
And he got stuck in the South Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
He's a one interstate team.
You know what the easiest?
They don't talk to you.
You know what the easiest sport in the world is?
You don't want to win them back over,
mate. I know the borders are closed, but you can go to West Australia.
Quarantine it.
You know what the easiest sport in the world is? Teasing a journo about their footy knowledge. Like, have a go at each other. Play the ball.
It, look,
play the ball. What does that even mean?
I got thicker skin than that. I'm fine. I'm happy with my team so far.
At half back, I would like to put a veteran of our competition now, but as you say, fit and at their best for a one-off game. I don't think many bigger games from a half-back flanker. We've seen many better games than Basher Hooley.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking.
I think Basher has been a fantastic big game. This is a big game.
Yep.
Could get, look at who he's going to play against on your team. He's got Charlie Cameron or Toby Green.
Imagine walking down, you go, you've got a selection. It's either Dusty, Jeremy Cameron, Charlie Cameron, Jack Darling, Jack Revolt, or Toby Green.
Yeah, you're good
pick
luck.
Your poison.
Good luck.
All right, well, I'm going to stay in defence. I'm going to go with someone that I have played with, someone that Kingy I think would know quite well, and someone that I think is so underrated. I'm going with Robbie Tarrant. As a key defender in my team.
Bit of North Melbourne bias.
Mm. Has really lost a one-on-one. That is how good he is.
Spent a lot of biggies up forward, haven't you?
Yeah. And I'm out of cash.
What if we did a salary cap?
We're gone under.
I'm Luke Bruce.
That's interesting.
Just fits my thought. Imagine Gray and Bruce just roaming around and getting the fifth and sixth best defenders.
Yeah, just imagine that, eh?
Go on, Kingy, your go. Stop stalling.
Now, in the back pocket, I'm going to put a guy who you probably, you know, you guys don't even notice much. But if as John Longmire said, in the second half of last season, if they'd just done the best and fairest from the bye onwards, Callum Mills would have won their best and fairest.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Did Hall say that?
He certainly did.
Callum Mills.
His back line's looking pretty solid.
Mm. So pick 46, Dal.
Okay. 46.
Callum Mills was super impressive in the All-Stars game at the start of the year. He was awesome among some superstars around him.
He's
okay,
a jet.
I've got two defensive positions left.
Please talk into the microphone, King, Dale, if you can. Thanks, okay.
As I look over, sorry, I'm looking across at my...
You really? List. I think things have sort of
no, that happened. Too many options.
You were that happy with your forward line. I feel like you lost your way a little bit.
Does this some way replicate or you feel that? Remind you about my foot? This is just all offense.
It's been some panic bidding late.
This is just all offense. So I've got to go for. I've got two defensive positions left.
Please talk in the microphone, Dale.
I'm going to go for.
Have you got a club
Tom
captain?
Stewart.
Have you got a club captain yet?
I can check that for you. I don't believe so. I've got a lot that should be. Oh, Max Gorn.
He hasn't sort of been there long, has he? No, okay.
Tom Stewart. Good.
I'm going for Alistair Clarkson.
In what position?
Coach.
Ooh.
That's interesting. You've used your coach
before my last player.
Look, no, so you got more than one, haven't you?
I've got two more players. And the interchange.
I find that surprising that you've used the coach.
You've got a four-time premiership coach that's ready to be selected. Mm. He has a significant influence on games, and he's sitting there saying, take me, and I did.
Okay.
In the top 50.
Interesting.
Pick 47.
Very interesting tactic.
Mm.
Does it force any of your hands?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to go with a guy who's... Should I go with him or not? I'm just sort of tossing up here.
Give us a window into your soul, Kingy. Who are you tossing up between? Player X and...
I'm a massive Shannon Hearn man.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get beaten. I'm going to put him in the back pocket. Yeah.
To hide him?
He falls out of my captaincy only by 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Shannon Hearn in the back pocket.
Hearn.
A lot of I've got all a lot right. of I've got a lot of back, boarding passes required for the big game of the MCG.
A real nationalistic view.
A lot of fly-ins.
Pick 49, Dal.
Okay, I'm going to go down a different path here.
Oh, this is about time, I reckon.
Yeah, What about a guy by the name of Dion Prestia?
Yeah, you can take him.
He's going to start on the bench though.
Yeah, interesting.
So I'm starting my bench.
All right, I'm going Phil Davis.
Filthy.
Via Adelaide and the GWS Giants, Kingy. If you're thinking I'm still being Victorian centric,
well. When Dermot Brereton says this guy could be the best player in the competition as a centre-half forward that can do everything, And I know you talked about at the start of the podcast, despite the fact that he's injured.
Ah, yes. You're going, are you?
Kerner.
Big call from you.
Well, we're talking call. About them at their best. Well,
it's going to be hard to remember.
Not for Carlton fans. Not for Carlton fans.
Okay.
Tell you what, Kerner to Brown, looking pretty good, actually.
Come on, Dale, please don't select the player I'm about to select. Come on.
Who was it? Who are you thinking? I'm going to go with...
Into the microphone, please.
Oh, he's looking a bit nervous, Dale. He's sort of...
He's good downhill scare, isn't he?
I'm going to go with someone here, and it hurts me to say this.
This
could hurt me here.
Phil Higgins.
Oh, Sean Higgins.
Sean Higgins.
Really?
Why does it hurt you to say that?
Because he's a friend. I don't want to give him any credit or acknowledgement on this.
Bit of bias here. So you've gone Higgins and you've gone Tarrant.
Yeah, look.
Dal, I think you're selecting with your heart, not your head here.
Oh, you don't rate Higgo?
No, I do rate Higgo, obviously.
All Australian?
Yes.
Multiple best and fairest winner?
Yep.
You said at his best.
Well, as in right now.
He's good to go. He's ready to go. He's been waiting for 8 weeks to have another go. I think that's a great choice.
Yeah, nice choice, mate.
Higgo. Line breaker. Who was the one that you were worried about, Tom, that you didn't want me to take?
Yeah.
I just forgot his name.
Oh, here we go. Talk about a hiatus.
Forgot his name.
Oh, I know. Sean Burgoyne.
What?
What, you forgot Sean Burgoyne's name?
No, I remembered it again. Burgoyne to play at halfback.
Can I just get some clarity? Is it Sean Burgoyne at his best as in the last 12 months? No,
It's a game to play tomorrow. That's not that hard, is it?
I find that surprising you got Sean Burgoyne in the best 66 players in the comp.
I think Sean Burgoyne at halfback is beautiful around these players.
I did a podcast last week with Brad Johnson of the best team of the last 50 years.
I was on that podcast.
He had him in the halfback playing.
No, I disagreed with that. I'm not saying that. I also.
This sounds like I don't like Sean Burgoyne.
It also sounds like you don't like Brad Johnson, but anyway.
Brad made some interesting choices.
The forward pocket, I'd like to.
Also, Burgoyne against Brisbane was very good in round one.
I put a young forward. You need a tradesman in your forward line.
Sounds like you.
Like a role player.
And I'm going with a guy that started as a forward pocket and then has become a bit of a midfielder / half forward type. Tom Papley.
I was thinking about Papley.
Yeah, and at his best. He's had a couple of rippers.
He's a very, very good player and only getting better.
I'm a big fan of Papley.
Geez, I'm happy with this team now.
I feel like I'm in the lead. I've just got to stay there.
I feel like you were killing us early. You got pick one, which got off to a flyer.
Yeah, D. Martin.
But since then...
No, I think when we go back over, I think...
You know, Kingy, nervous. Dal's team strikes me as a top-heavy team. It's got a couple of stars and then it drops off a cliff.
Yeah, it's,
and it's got all his mates. It's got all his mates in his team.
He got rattled.
Name which players are dropping off a cliff here.
Hey, Kingy's going to select Anthony Stevens and Glenn Archer. And
you chose a 45-year-old Sean.
I'll select Sarah Olley and Josh Gavilich.
Yeah.
Just select our mates.
I don't know about Josh.
Josh was a good player. St. Kevin
what positions have you got left?
I have just one back pocket and then two bench positions I have left.
One back pocket, two benches.
Yeah.
So it's three positions.
When you're ready, Dal?
I'm going to go. I'm not sure what position, what selection this is up to now. I've lost count. I'm going to go with Jay Howe.
I'm not sure I've got three positions left. Are you sure you got three positions left?
Now I have two, from my understanding.
How many you got left?
I got four.
How's that possible?
And I've selected a coach. How's that work?
Sorry, he had the coach.
But you can't have four and the coach.
No, you've already picked a coach.
Yeah, I've already picked a coach.
Yeah, so I haven't picked a coach. So I owe two players and a coach. So I have three to go.
I have one player and a coach.
Have you just been filling in names?
Are you sure you haven't written any of our names in there? Because I accidentally did that and I crossed it out, Kingy.
Well, is this going on the podcast?
Should we call the roll? Yeah, no, this is no editing.
I've got one that I've moved, you're right. I put Bontempelli in two
Thank
spots.
God you're not a list manager for
I keep
our team.
Going. No, I'm trying to structure my team as we go, which was my error.
Yeah, right.
All right, what do you got?
Who'd you just go, please, Dal?
I had Jeremy Howe.
That's right.
Jeremy Howe's a good selection.
Mm. He's on the bench.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm.
Depends what you want from your bench, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
A balanced bench. It's a great bench. Later.
Probably, is it going to be a better bench than Zorko, Shuey, Sloan? Don't know.
Have you got them on the bench?
Hmm.
You'd want to have a quick rotation, get them on.
Well, that's the problem. Beauty. That's the problem I've got.
After the first sentence, we're about to come off the ground.
Luke Parker.
It's a very good selection. It's a very good selection.
Thanks. I think he's drifted a bit, actually. I think he should be higher than this.
Yeah. You've done well to know his name.
I'm getting sucked into your top heavy jobs for the boys sort of team.
Boys club.
Boys club. You're exactly what's wrong with the culture at your club. Dal's dingoes.
I tell you, I think you've overlooked one. I really do.
Me and Dal.
Yeah.
Just one.
And he was probably, I'll give you a couple of clues, he was probably the best half forward in the competition last year. If the competition had stopped at round 13, he would have been all Australian half forward. No.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He's been the best player in the comp for probably a decade, if not 15 years. I'm going to take G. Ablett.
To play tomorrow. Look at the way he finished last season. Can you hear?
Your rules at the start were fit, healthy at their best, playing for your life tomorrow.
Yeah, but are we assuming that he's going to get back to his best?
I'm putting him in my team without any reservation at all.
The Little Master's a superstar.
Well, what more qualifications do you need?
Well, as Dal knows, a superstar doesn't necessarily mean still a star player. The brand is a superstar.
Nah. Round 13.
Once a superstar, always a superstar.
I agree. We've been through this.
But Gaz at his physical possible best right now is different to Gaz going back.
I agree. And he's not in the best.
But I don't think it's a horrific. What, at half forward?
At round 13 last year, he was a lock for all Australia.
That was last June.
What, how much more evidence
have we now had? May 2020. A lot happens when you're that age, Kingy. He's just turned 36.
You just picked Sean Burgoyne, who's the same age.
who's older and still moves well.
What?
Put the shovel down, Tom. Put the shovel down.
I look forward to your Ablett feedback. Ablett is in this team, and I'm very, very proud to put him in.
Are you starting him on the bench? Because he wouldn't like that.
Oh, I told you, I just had some problems with two Bolton Pellies. Yeah. I'm not going to do my bench for a minute.
Well, I've got one bench position and one.
Talking to the microphone, please, Dal.
Sorry, I apologise. I am trying to look over at my list. One position to go. Let's go for a bit of balance.
Well, I hope you got.
I don't want two ruckman.
Silence on a podcast is pure thinking time, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I was thinking there. Todd Goldstein is what I was thinking, but I don't need.
You got seven kangaroos.
Yeah, I don't need him.
You got all your mates in there.
Is Joey available? How about Rue? How about Sam Fisher?
Rue would have himself in his own team. There's no doubt about that. Last selection. Second last selection. I'm going to go with...
Talking to the microphone, please, Dal.
A pretty good team coming together, Dal. I'd hate you to stuff it up now.
Jack Crisp.
Oh. If there was a camera here, Kingy's face dead was pure shock.
Interesting.
Who was your penultimate selection there, Dal? Your second last one?
Higgins.
No, between Higgins and Crisp.
Jeremy Howe.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good defence.
Joel Selwood.
That's a good defence, Dal. You're doing well, Dal. Keep it up.
I can't believe the most feedback I got was about Gary Ablett. That's unreal.
But doesn't that just show the conversation around Gaz?
I think it's inaccurate. I would like to put Nikolai Natanui in the ruck, thanks.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
The best ruckman in the comp, the most damaging ruckman in the comp when he's up and going.
Do you think you played
a bit of a at 60% out of that? Because you said, Tom, at the start, at his best.
At his
healthy and fit right now.
Yeah, assuming now.
No one means more to one team, with the exception of Nathan Fyfe. I think Nathan Fyfe, when he plays well for our win, Natanui's impact on the West Coast is profound.
I think you've played money ball with him there, and I think you've done well. And it's rare I give you compliments.
I knew you wouldn't go for him.
I picked Grundy with my third pick. You've picked Nick Nat with your 20th pick, thereabouts. I think that's pretty good.
I'm happy with that selection. It doesn't mean that's how I rate him. I love Nick Nat.
One from 20. Okay, my last selection, which will be a bench position, as I look through.
Speaking to the microphone.
can you work
out? I've got this board of names.
You've got a good team until about round... Pick 14, sort of 15.
I'm pleasantly surprised with how well this finishes off, Kingy.
That's the mic.
The microphone's not moving, Dal.
I can't see, can I? The microphone is that large, and I'm trying to look at a board.
What's going on?
I'm
going
to go with Jackson McRae to finish my team off.
Yeah, good selection.
McRae. Can play multiple positions.
All Australian?
Yep.
Be interesting to do the All Australian nominations or selections after this. Your forward line will have 40 Australian.
There's a bit of money in that forward line.
Representatives?
Just a bit of money. I'm happy with this team. I've got to pick a coach, don't I? course. Tom?
Yeah, I'm thinking. It's not easy now. It's not easy at all.
What are you looking for?
I'm not going to tell you.
Pick 65.
He doesn't know.
Right?
He doesn't know.
No, 66,
he doesn't really know.
I'd like to. Darcy Moore.
Interesting.
I need a backup defender.
A backup defender. You're picking a backup defender.
Well, you pick someone who can play. He can also play forward, Darcy Moore, but I'm picking him essentially to play in defence off my bench.
Okay.
I'm picking.
Do you not like that, Dell?
No, I like the theory. Just the person you chose surprised me a little bit.
Who was your last pick? Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Jackson McRae.
McRae.
Jackson McRae.
So I've got one more player to select.
Yeah, and we've got a coach and another player for me.
He's got a bit of a whispering jack about him, doesn't he? Just a bit of nightline.
It's been a very quiet podcast.
I'm going to get...
not much of a debate, well, more of a...
When the review will be strong.
Yeah.
I'm going to put as a wingman, as a true wingman, Steel Sidebottom.
Yeah, I was thinking about him. But he's on your bench, so...
I don't have to tell you where I've got him just yet.
No, but you will when we submit...
Yeah, as I said, I can't move him around at the moment. I had a bit of trouble doing that earlier. So I've got a coach to come. You've been the coach.
I've got one coach to come.
And you've got one
player.
Or something.
One player.
Whereabouts the bench?
Not saying. I'll whisper it to you, but I don't want Dow to hear it. So you got a coach, don't you?
I've got to pick a coach.
Okay, no, I want to pick a forward.
So Clarko's gone?
Clarko's gone.
You're taking Clarko?
Clarko's out.
So who's the second best coach in the league?
The obvious answer is Dimmer. But I'm looking at my team and...
You pick.
A donkey could coach this team.
What are you going to do? That'll get back to the coaches.
Ross Lyon, unfortunately, is not coaching anymore. Otherwise, you'd pick Ross.
I'm going to take Truck Rutten.
You're picking an assistant coach to coach the team.
That is how good this team is. I'm taking Truck
Rutten. You pick someone that doesn't currently.
As my coach.
Oh, this has been one of the great falls of all time for this team. This team was flying.
It would be unfair to pick Dimmer.
What is your
because
problem?
This team is already winning the game. I've got trust in Truck. Truck Rutten is going to coach this team and still get the job done.
See, it's your selection now. You've already chosen a coach.
You've got one player to go.
Gee, that is unbelievable. He's chosen a coach that's not even a coach yet.
I find that remarkable, don't you?
He's overlooked
Dimmer.
17 other AFL coaches. Not just Dimmer.
Bucks.
All right, my last selection.
Yes.
Is Jack Gunston. Need to back up forward. I was weighing up Gunston versus Hawkins. I just wanted a bit more flexibility with Gunston.
Yep. At his best.
That'll get feedback.
That's expected.
That'll get feedback.
And what coach are you selecting? Are you going to select Brad Scholl or?
Brad Scholl. Adam Simpson.
Adam Simpson.
Yep. Yeah.
Also Adam a former teammate. There's a bit of Del Santo about that.
No, I think we'll talk about Simo later when we do our coaching review. But I'm not sure what you're going to say the flaws are with Adam Simpson. But we'll see what happens when we get there.
So who's your captain, please, Del?
I've got so many to choose from. Have you got a club captain in your lineup?
It's a team captain for the day. Who's going to lead the boys?
But you would have thought they would have captained at some stage, or for a long
time. I haven't even looked. Oh yeah, I have looked, but I didn't.
Have you got a captain in there or not?
I've got one. I think Max Gorn, as I quickly scanned through my team.
Even with his hair, though, Dal?
Jack Riewoldt's going to be our captain.
Jack Riewoldt's the captain.
Relatable.
Jack Riewoldt.
Body of work, success, and presence.
Yep.
Jack.
He has captained the, what were they called, Rampage?
Yeah, one of those crazy
one of those guys. To success?
Yeah, I think so.
He's a
two-time.
Yeah.
Two-time. I'm weighing up Pendles v. Fife as my captain without ever actually being captained by either. I'm trying to work out what sort of leadership style I'd like for a one-off game.
Mm.
And I would like Pendles. Calm,
measured,
follow me, do as I do and as I say.
Didn't know where that was going from.
No, neither did I. Can you?
Patrick Cripps for me.
Yeah. Young captain.
Yeah, I just think this guy's going to be one of the great captains at Carlton.
Yeah.
He's just he walks tall. He's always encouraging. He hates to lose. He's just got that. You can see what he's thinking. You can read his emotions so well, and I think teammates respond to that. Awesome captain.
So, of all the players that you didn't get, Dal,
yes,
which is the player that you think, geez, I really would have liked him in my team? And don't just go the obvious.
Yeah, you know which one I wanted. I didn't think you guys were going to pick it. Was Blixarves.
Yeah,
I had him
at fullback, or
no, I was going to have him as a hybrid on the bench.
Okay,
hold on. In my planning, I was thinking, you know, who's going to be a priority? I actually thought Blixarves might have slipped through, and I thought that would be a good selection to be able to play multiple roles. Could play wing. Like, if you're trying to work out a balanced team, he's a man that can play fullback, can play in the ruck, can play on the wing, can tag, all those sort of things you want. He was the one I thought I might have been able to sneak through.
I was frustrated at you, Kingy, because I was after DeGoey and Kelly, and you got him just before me. And I think they're two very good selections, if I can give you a rare compliment.
Haynes was the one that I was really keen on. Haynes, there's not many of those types of players in the league at the moment that can back themselves with such conviction as I know he's a halfback flanker. He's got good size, but not many fall through the guard. When he goes for a mark, he generally takes it. I've probably, when I look at my team, I probably don't have that type of player. I mean, Mills is that style. Hearn maybe, but he's just one out of the box, Haynes.
Anyone that you're surprised that didn't get picked?
Good question.
Clayton Oliver.
Josh Dunkley.
Yeah, Dunkley. Treloar.
Yeah, I was thinking Aaron Norton might be a chance for a bench. I was thinking Eric Hipwood maybe.
Travis Boak,
I think, is probably the most unlucky on ball and to be picked. Did Josh Kennedy get picked from the Sydney Swans?
No,
I think he's unlucky as well. Yeah, Sam Lloyd.
Dylan Scheel.
Yeah, Shane Edwards.
Jake Lloyd.
I nearly took Shane Edwards. I love the way he plays.
I thought you were going to take him.
I'd have to put him at a half-back flank, which I don't know. I thought the feedback might have been a bit strong for him.
So you're doing it per feedback now. Something's changed.
Well, you know, just got to take all things into consideration.
All right, I think we've done enough.
Can you read your team?
Okay, go take it away, Dal.
Start from my back line. Yeah. Tom Stewart, Grimes, Crisp, halfback Haynes, Robbie Tarrant, Sicily, midfield, Gaff, Lockie Neal, McLuggage, half forward, D. Martin, Jeremy Cameron, Jack Darling, full forward line, Toby Green, Jack Revolt, Charlie Cameron, Rucks, Max Scorn, Dangerfield, Elliot Yo, and my bench is Prestia, Howe, McRae, and Higgins, and the coach is Truck Rutten. Stop the giggling.
Stop the giggling.
You two.
I just can't believe you chose it. He's an unproven coach, but we don't need this. But he's unproven.
You know what I should have done?
That's the word, unproven.
We don't need a coach. I should have had another player as the coach.
He threw the coach in really late in the whole discussion.
The beauty is, I've gone with Truck, and you use Clarko at about pick number four.
You had a mare there.
Just so you know, Clarko's won four flags. Just so you know.
I'm aware of that.
I didn't use him pick number four. He's my 18th, 17th pick. From the back line, Dane Rampey, Phil Davis, Rory Laird. Quite a non-Victorian flavour about that halfback.
Rattled.
Sean Burgoyne played at Port initially. Jeremy McGovern at West Coast. And Brody Smith at Adelaide. Back six all have non-Victorian links.
And now you've got a non-Victorian bias against what's wrong with the Victorian bias?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Treat everyone equally.
We've all got conflicts of interest, if anything from the last week has taught us. Bradley Hill on the wing.
Good selection.
Scott Pendlebury in the centre. Zach Merritt on the other wing. That's a good centre line, I reckon. Zach Merritt's a crafty type.
Does he play wing?
Who, Merritt?
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, that's the end of the argument. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, he does. Sorry, Tom.
Half forward line. Isaac Smith, Buddy Franklin, Robbie Gray. Again, that's non-Victorian. Full forward line. Ooh, what's this? Sonny Walters, forward pocket. Player. Tom Lynch, full forward. He's my bear in the square, like the modern day bear in the square. Luke Bruce in the other forward pocket. Followers, Brody Grundy, Nat Fife. And I've made a change here. I had Ben Cunnington as starting rover. He's starting on the bench. Luke Parker is starting rover. So Ben Cunnington on the bench, then Joel Selwood, Darcy Moore, and Jack Gunston. And Clark goes my coach.
What was your bench?
Cunnington, Selwood, Moore, Gunston.
Not bad.
Interesting.
You're in second place. Not bad.
From the back line?
We're all going to medal.
Yeah. I think the feedback's going to be strong. I've gone Callum Mills, Mark Blitzarves, Shannon Hearn. Halfback, Zach Williams, Harris Andrews, Bash Ahuli. Stop. Centreline, Rory Sloan, Patrick Cripps as captain in the middle, and Josh Kelly on the wing. Half forwards, Tim Kelly, Charlie Curnow at centre half forward, and Lockie Whitfield delivering the ball. That's class.
Class. No, I think Dal and I are looking at each other going, we're worried for your safety.
Which bit?
Your mental safety.
Which bit?
Well, I'm just not sure about your team.
Full forward line, Jordan DeGoey, Ben Brown. And I'm still tossing about that forward pocket. I'm going to put Gary Ablett in there. Rucks, Nick Natanui, Marcus Bontempelli, and Stephen Cornelio.
Yeah, it's good.
Interchange, Dane Zorko. I couldn't fit these guys in. I'm really sorry. Dane Zorko, Luke Shuey, Steele Sidebottom, and Tom Papley. And the coach is Adam Simpson.
Nice. Dal, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Well done, Kingy. We'll wait and see what all the viewers, all the listeners.
I think they'll be surprised, the listeners, on how quick you folded on the Victorian bias.
Kingy, if you think I'm not a resolute chief selector, you're kidding probably. Yourself. Dal, you start, Dal. Jobs for the boys for you, Dal. And Kingy, oh my God.
Good start, Dal. Good start.
Nice. Forward to their feedback.
Make sure you keep clicking back to foxfooty.com.au for all your latest footy news, and check the socials to vote for your favourite team. It's mine.